This show is brought to you today by Despicable Dogs, Benjamin, Dharma Wheelies, Milkbox, Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Fancy Pants, MST3 Clay, Anonymous, Gordo, Crispy808, and Mr. Turbois. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find out more about the show at immoralwhole.com. You can find our archives at travelswithmiriam.com. You can help contribute to the show by visiting immoralwhole.com/show/contribute. The edited show is missing the international calls that we made on Skype. Unfortunately, we forgot to record most of them, and going through the unedited show to get those calls out would be too much of a hassle and take too much time and effort. The full show is linked in the description of the show on Patreon as well as on immoralwhole.com.
Mr. Licker.
You got it. You got booze.
Hello?
Oh. Yeah, booze? Yeah, for drinking.
Obviously, yeah, it's a liquor store, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. I thought this, you said liquor. I thought this was a lesbian booze store, so I wasn't sure.
What?
Okay, so, okay, bye.
Mr. Licker.
You hung up on me, and you're gonna regret that. I'm very important, and I'm celebrating Easter because it's on Sunday.
I know.
Hey, asshole, you want to be my Easter bunny?
No, your mom is over here. She's asking about you.
You want to come hop on in?
No, I'm asking your mom to get off her knees. She's not getting up.
Well, she had bad knees. She had replacement surgery. Why are you laughing about my mother?
Hey, tomorrow I'm giving away free tacos. I'm bringing the taco man here. You coming?
What do you mean tacos? What do you mean?
Free taco stand outside of Mr. Licker, man. Customer Appreciation Day. You should stop by.
Who is getting licked here?
No, free tacos at Mr. Licker.
No, I'm not Mexican, though.
You don't have to be Mexican for everybody. I actually prefer if you're white.
I ate tacos one time, and they told me it was cultural appropriation.
Hey, you're a culture vulture.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, bad guy. My mom is...
What does her labia look like?
No,
she's nice. She's got a nice round butt.
No, labia, you asshole.
Oh, Libya? I don't know. I mean, Libya's probably nice.
No, you're ignorant. You're fucking dumb.
Mama rebuttal, too.
Travis. Look out, this is Travis. How can I help you?
Wait, Travis, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry, I dropped my phone.
No worries. How are you doing today?
Too bad. I almost spilled my, I'm making tincture, you know, and I have some left over and I almost spilled it, but, I'm hoping you'll be able to help me out.
Yeah, are you looking for high-proof alcohol?
Yeah,
I have, Everclear, and I have something that I personally use that's a little bit cheaper and better, honestly.
Ooh.
Yeah,
so what
it's
do you
the
make?
Same percentage, so I make, distillates and stuff as well.
Do you, like, you know, get high?
Yeah, I grow up my own, actually.
Oh, damn, you're cool.
Yeah, I'll show you when you come in if you want. But, I have all the stuff you need for that high-proof ethanol.
Are you seeing anybody right now?
Nope, just my customers.
I thought you were going to say just your cousin. That got me worried.
No. Maybe if I was, like, from Alabama or something like that, but Florida.
You sound like you got a green thumb and a green dick.
yes, ma'am.
Ooh.
Hello.
Well, the plant leaves, or I'm going to put the resins all over my arms.
Yeah, it's very good for topical relief, especially if it has, like, if you're using the leaves, it'll have a good amount of CBD in it.
We can rub it on each other.
Right over there on the top shelf. No smaller pints of the Casamigos. Yeah, so I actually have that. Is it okay if I go ahead and get off the line? I actually have a customer that needs some help.
Okay, I understand. Do you have a meth lab?
No, ma'am. Okay, I gotta go.
All right. All right, I love you. Please say you love me back. Yep.
Hello, iLiquor? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, iLiquor?
How high?
Yes. Hello?
Is that the name of... Is it called How High? I'm trying
what
to find
say?
It on Google. What's
it's
the name of the place?
iLiquor.
I lick her?
iLiquor.
I-L-I-C-K-E-R?
Liquor. Like alcohol, liquor.
Oh. Is that a riff on, like, Apple devices? Like iPhone, iLiquor,
iBeer? No,
iBeer,
we don't sell that. No,
iClear.
We only sell beer. We sell beers here. We sell beer, alcohol, those stuff. We don't sell phones.
Oh, because when I go to the Apple store, it's like the walls are stainless steel and it makes me want to pee on them. It just looks like a big bathroom to me.
Thank you for calling Speakeasy Liquor. This is John. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a question. What kind of, like, what's the highest proof alcohol you carry?
We have the 99 shots. Those are what? Mm-hmm. 99 proof. We have called Old Grand. Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Yes, we have this. We have this one called Old Granddad. It is 114 proof.
Yeah, and that one's going to make me see God?
Maybe. Oh, man.
Now I'm saying I'm trying to get rid of it tonight.
Yeah.
I'm
like, this one's a strong
sorry,
one.
Okay, yeah. So if I didn't need, you know, let's say... let's say, you know, me and my girl are kind of going through it, and I don't want to wake up in the same bed tonight. That would be the one to choose, right? The OGD?
Yeah.
Is it the bonded?
No, it's the regular. It's the 114.
Oh, the 114?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, man. Hey, you could jumpstart a car with that, right? You know, get the battery and the cables.
Should put the hair on you.
How's your night going? Yeah, how's your night going?
Going pretty good.
How about me and you crack that bad boy open, you know, wrestle in the parking lot, see who the better man he is.
Nah, I gotta stay working, sir.
Well, what time you get off? You wanna go see the movie Cocaine Bear? Go, you know, drink a little ODD?
No.
Huh?
No, I'm good,
nap?
Sir.
All right. I'll be there in 20 minutes. I'll be playing my Kenny Loggins in my car. I'll come pick up that OGT from you, all right? You save me a bottle of that, I'll be in there in 20 minutes.
All right, you have a good one.
Okay. All right, you too.
Okay. Hi, I was calling about the item you have for sale. If you could give me a call back at this number, or let me give you the new number.
Hello? What?
Hello?
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 Message, sir.
Yes.
Who is this?
Oh, my name is Frank. I live around the bend. I was calling about the item you have for sale.
I don't have anything for sale.
You don't have a longwood desk for sale?
Nope. Well, that might have been quite a while ago. My wife actually got rid of that, but that's been quite a while ago.
Oh, why is the ass still up, motherfucker?
Well, it's not my fault she got rid of it, but she needed it out of the house, but that's been last spring.
Well, that's weird, because it's on the intro tubes here from today.
It's on where?
Well, it's on the Tradio machine. Their website. For today.
Wow. No, that's not us then. No, no, she got rid of that last spring.
But, well, that's weird.
Yeah, maybe you dialed the wrong number, or somebody else listed it. But no, it wouldn't be us. But sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's entirely my fault. I'm sorry for cussing at you. Seriously, I'm very sorry.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. No, no, no. I've been... accidents happen all the day. Up here in North Dakota, we're pretty forgiving. Okay?
Oh, I must have dialed the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Well, what is the number then? Can you tell me that?
Well, it's your number, but I think I appended the wrong area code, because this is supposed to be Tennessee.
No, I'm 60 miles from the Canadian border. So you...
That's bizarre.
That's bizarre. Nope, you got the wrong area code, because 701 would be North Dakota. But, hey, have a nice weekend, sir. No problem. Okay?
You too.
Don't worry about it.
All right, have a good night, motherfucker.
You bet.
Bye.
Hello?
Hey, Mark Hufford here, sir. You were the guy that just cussed at me a few minutes ago on the phone. And...
You're a fuck-ass coward! Who runs this fucking mouth like a bitch?
Okay, here's what happened.
No one gives what you think!
Oh, no, I'm trying to explain what happened, sir, okay?
Who the fuck are you, bro? No, shut up!
We had trouble with our email, and my wife reset the settings today, and believe it or not, it sent out emails that were sent a year ago. That's what happened.
I am trying to live a good life with my fucking girlfriend, away from the trauma, but you don't want to let that happen!
Okay. All right. Have a good evening. Bye.
And another...
Ledgers. Hello?
Hello, this is Tabulators.
Pardon
Hello?
Me?
I'm Tabulators. Yeah. I'm here to tabulate the ledger.
What's that?
Oh, it's a tabulating machine. We sell it. It's from IBM.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about how I make... Hi.
Hello?
Hi. I need to get something for April Fool's Day. I need to surprise somebody. What's the best thing to buy to surprise someone?
What?
I need liquor to surprise someone.
Thank you, my friend.
What is your sister's favorite drink?
Give me 2 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Does she like the fruity drinks, or does she just, you know, like the stuff that tastes like diesel?
Hello, may I help you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just wondering about the drinks and the kind that your sister likes and all that stuff.
Whose sister?
Your sister, she said that she likes the drinks.
My sister?
Yeah, my sister is your sister, you know. That's what Nunu says.
Who's that?
Nunu. He said my sister is your sister.
Uno. Who's Uno?
Not Uno. Nunu. Nunu. You don't know him?
No, I'm not catching it. Like, no.
Oh, he's a owl. You know, he's a... He's a Ulu. Nulu. That could be his new name.
No, I don't have any idea. I don't know.
Well, anyways, I wanna get your sister drunk, and he said to call here.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Good luck with that. Okay?
Why? You don't sound very supportive.
I don't know what you're talking.
Brother-in-law.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I could be your brother-in-law someday. Yeah.
I'm not in a good mood. Okay.
Oh, you're not. Oh.
Okay.
What happened?
Anything else?
Are you okay?
No.
Are you okay?
Are you trying to say something about me and my family? Are you trying to mean?
No,
something?
I would never do that.
Why are you bringing
What's
my?
Wrong?
Why are you bringing?
I don't
my,
know why.
Huh?
Why are you in a bad mood? What happened? Why are you in a bad mood?
You,
what happened?
No, why are you talking about my sister?
Because I said my sister is your sister.
I don't know. I don't know you, but I don't know you, and I think we should end this conversation.
What do you think?
Okay.
No, because you're angry. They say never go to bed angry. You know, we have to.
Yeah.
We have to resolve this before. Yeah.
I think this conversation is not going to end right. So I think you should keep down the phone. Okay. Yeah.
No, this is bad for our relationship.
I don't. The way you're talking, I'm not happy about it. Okay.
You're not.
Yeah.
But the therapist said that we should work out our problems. We shouldn't, you know.
I don't have a time right now. I'm working right now. I'm getting paid for work over here, not to talk anything else. Okay. And please, I'm in right now in a good mood. Please do not spoil my mood. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay,
Chutia. Bye-bye. That guy, I don't know if he was injured. Huh?
Hi, buddy. Which one of y'all put a Joe Biden sticker on my car when I went up in there? I know it was you. Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah. Echo on your...
Hello?
Oh, you can?
Hello?
Are we in a 50s suspense film? What's going
on? TV's a little loud.
Yeah, can you turn that fucking television off?
Hello?
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 What's up?
My brother.
I don't know.
He's talking to you.
I'm learning how to talk on the phone. How do you do this? Ma'am?
Ma'am?
Hello?
Hey. Hey, this is your neighbor, Roy. Hey, can you quit parking your car like shit?
What's that?
We're all judging you. Move your car, damn it. It's parked like shit. You're bringing
my
down
car.
The property value right here. Yeah, your car, man. You're making it look like a bunch of hobos live here. You need to quit parking your car like shit. Get you a Honda. You need to move that piece of shit, all right? You need to quit parking like shit.
Hey, are you talking to that guy with that piece of shit American car?
Yeah, he needs to get a Honda. From my shitty Honda.
Goddamn Americans can't build no car.
You gonna move that piece of shit? You
Maybe.
Move that piece of shit. Yeah, you better.
Bite me.
No, oh, I will. Don't make me put my teeth in.
Yeah. You do that.
Yeah, you move that damn car. You're gonna move it.
I heard he's got two speeds. Slow and stopped. Is that right?
America's best value. How may I help you?
Hi, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to blow up balloons in the room?
What room are you in?
216, are we allowed to blow the balloons in the room or no?
Are you messing with me?
No, I'm being serious because it's, we couldn't do it in the house because it's my boyfriend's 21st birthday. And so he's getting out drunk and he's going to come back to the hotel and he's going to see all these balloons and it's going to be funny.
No, I don't think you should do that.
Why? What the heck? Why not?
I mean, you're asking me if you're allowed to, and I just said no, so.
Well, fuck you, bro. It's his birthday. I'm gonna do it anyway. I was only calling as common courtesy. You can't tell me what I can and can't do in the room I paid for. The okay. Fuck? Kiss my ass, bro. Why don't you fucking blow my balloon?
Hello?
Hey, we're in the tunnels.
Where's the party hole?
We're in the tunnel, bro.
Party hole. The party hole.
What are you guys talking about?
The tunnel.
Oh.
What tunnel?
The one with
the party? The party's at.
What party?
The party hole. You know, you like go up and you put your thing in there and it's party hole.
You know where you when you know how you get off work and you scratch that one little hole and then you smell your finger after? That hole, motherfucker. The fuck?
Thanks for calling Fairfield in downtown St. Louis. This is Tanisha speaking. I'm Mrs.
Hi, do you know about the big party hole?
Come again?
The big party hole?
I can hardly hear you.
Well, if you put the earphone part of the computer phone to your ear, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can't hear you now. What are you saying?
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, where's the party hole?
Is a party hole?
Yes, a party hole. You got it.
What is that exactly? Can you explain what is that for?
Oh, there's a room there, and there's a hole. And we're supposed to take a look at inside the hole.
Yeah.
Who do you speak to about that?
Oh, was that guy there with the tattoos?
Such a big hole. It's such a nice hole.
He had the flyers for Party Hole 2023?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Party Hole.
Did you speak to someone in regards to that?
We talked to the man with the tattoos on his body. He had a flyer that said Party Hole festivities tonight at the rooms, but he didn't put a room number.
Don't forget his knuckles. On one hand said party, and on the other hand said hole. Don't forget that.
Oh, and if you don't know the room number, I can't assist you because I don't know which guest are you referring to.
It was a man with the muscles and the tattoos.
There's a lot of guests here with muscles and tattoos. Very hard to.
Yeah, and he had his tallywhacker out. He wasn't wearing pants.
It's very hard. It is hard, yeah. It's gonna be hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what the party hole's for.
There was that salty sailor sailing down the street.
The stadium?
There were seven.
Hello?
Seven supplemental superpowers, sexualized, sunny delights.
Hello, I can hardly hear.
Can I ask, and then Miriam be my wife?
Okay.
Oh,
God, Arthur Tala, can we help you?
Hey, I was wondering if you guys had the party hole in the room.
What was that?
Me and my wife, we want to get a room with the party hall.
Come here. Yeah, baby. Bring them saggy old flaps and put them over my face, baby. Yeah. Come on over here. Yeah, let me sniff it, old granny. Let me sniff that old granny action. Come on over here. Bring that old Vaseline up over there. Yeah. Come on over here. Take a ride on the big old mustache. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, you smell very good. Put a little bit of baby, oh, on your backside. Oh, yeah, we're going to go for a ride. Mm-hmm. Oh. Where'd you go with there, Miriam? Oh, here's your diaper. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to reserve a room, please.
Hello?
That's how she told me.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Hey. You talk to my grandson. Politely.
Not a garage sale or something.
Does he got curds or does he sell them?
Please leave your message for
Snappy. Junior?
No. I got something for you. I got something for you, Snappy.
What? God damn you!
Put that on the instrument. Poo-poo sound.
Sniff your ass with that help or what? You know, it's like, okay, I got you. Well.
Hello?
Hey, how Hi. You doing there, buddy? Buddy, old pal. How you been there, long dick, bottlenose?
Who is this?
It's Dwight. I'm a criminal.
Okay.
Yeah, D-W-I-G-H-T, the criminal. I used to be a janitor, but I did some things with a mop.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So what are you doing, honey baby?
Hello?
Hello, trying to reach Alan.
This is him, who's this?
Hey, this is Dwight. I'm calling from over here at Wendy's. Where do you get the fucking balls to go on our social media and tell people to cancel the orders when they come here to pick it up for the deliveries?
I said they should decline the order before they accept it.
But we need these people to come pick up these orders that we prepared, you know, but they need to wait in line like everybody else.
Well, no, every other restaurant in the world for delivery, like you can't make people that don't get paid for their time wait for an hour in the line.
What are you, a CFO, CEO of Cocksuckers Anonymous? Like, you know all the rules of the drive-thrus?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, you're okay. Right. Well, how many dicks are you in charge of, sir?
Not enough.
That doesn't make any sense.
You guys should just figure out a better system, that's all.
No, listen, because we got 18 bags sitting here where drivers were supposed to come through and get this shit, and because of the word of the mouth from you, now they sit here, the food goes cold.
That was just today, so I don't think I have that big
four,
of an impact.
About 4 motherfucking hours ago.
That's when the orders started getting left behind?
Yeah, you know why? Because some asshole named Alan got on the social medias. Said, hey, cancel from this location. Don't even go pick it up. And you know what? Now the food's a cold. And now, you know, we're going to feed it to homeless bums outside. And they're going to get stale bread, stale burgers, and they're going to get the meat gristles.
Well, I do think, I know you're angry with me.
Yeah.
I do think it would be good if you guys could come up with a system where delivery drivers didn't have to wait in line.
All right. Well, here's the system. You're banned.
The problem is you guys...
You're banned from this location.
Okay. The problem is you guys closed the lobby.
Yeah. Very busy we were.
This was in the middle of the day.
Can you tell that man in the background to just shut it? Just shut the fuck up?
Are you the man? Like, who are you?
No, listen. No, I run drive through, and I'm on my break right now. I'm in the back office right now, and I'm enjoying some fries, some fresh cut fries, and like this bullshit here, this bullshit. He's out there dealing with the line still, and this bullshit from you, bullshit.
Yeah, how did you get my number? Out of curiosity.
Yeah.
What do you mean? How did we get the number? We know all the delivery when you come through. And you accept orders,
yeah.
Like, he gives us all the information in case we got to contact you. You're right on our nice little tablet here.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. It does make sense. You know what doesn't make sense is you not doing your job. We commanded you to come pick up these orders and to take them out to the customer, and you're sitting here throwing a fit.
Well, no, I wasn't. My job was being impeded upon. What was your name, sir?
My name is Dwight. And I
right.
run the fries. Yeah, I run the fries. You want fresh fries? You want salt on your fries? You come to me.
Okay.
All right. Was that bitch in the drive-thru with you, too? Was that one in the background there, little chatty Kathy?
I'm sorry. Are you talking about my wife?
I don't know. What is it? Is it a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
Oh, is that fucking Melissa? The stupid fucking Melissa back there?
Wait, who is this?
Listen, all the information, the fucking Melissa Anderson with her bullshit maiden name back there fucking chatting. Just all kinds of shit. Fucking Melissa Ann. Melissa A. Anderson. You got a smoker's car. My name is Dwight and I run the fries.
You run the fries, right?
I do the fries.
You sound really old to be a fry cook.
Hey, it's a career, all right? I'm not in it for the short term. I'm in for the long haul.
I'm going to call corporate. I'm going to call corporate and try to get you a promotion. I feel like
I don't want any more responsibilities other than with the fries. I don't want anything. I don't want a pay raise. I don't want any more responsibilities.
Are you the one that make lock the door?
No, they don't trust me with keys. No, they don't trust me with keys. Ma'am, I don't mean to be mean, but you sound like the type of woman that colors her hair a lot. Sounds like hair dye has affected your brain function.
I wish. I need to get it done so bad.
You hear that, Alan? You need to fuck her. Alan, you need to fuck her. She says she needs it bad.
You gotta fuck her. Now, wait a minute. Do you also work at an Asian restaurant?
At an Asian restaurant? No. We don't do... You remember... I don't know how old you are. Back in the day here at Wendy's, we used to actually have a taco bar. We used to have... it was a salad/taco bar. And you could come up and you could
actually
make as many tacos. You could do all of them.
I actually saw that. I saw that in a documentary.
Yeah, it's a true story. I've been here quite a while. I'm like a connoisseur of everything Wendy's. A connoisseur. Did you know that Wendy's the mascot was actually used to be the founder of KFC? That was the Colonel's granddaughter, and then he went and he took some of the recipes from KFC over to the Wendy's and the old nepotism, and then he's like, oh, look, my granddaughter's very cute, very nice. We'll make her the mascot. And then she started fucking Ronald McDonald when she became of age.
No, I have no idea, actually.
Yeah, well, that's true. You have no idea. You have no motherfucking idea.
I don't.
You don't? Honey.
Sorry, my wife's on the phone with the cops right now.
What? Oh, yeah? With the cops? What about the cops? Like, I've only got 10 more minutes before my break's over, and I got to get back to it. But
well, no, we
why is she
them,
calling? Why
wait.
Is she calling the cops?
Well, to let them know if they're hungry that you guys got, like, 8 orders sitting there.
Nah, we don't serve pigs.
Oh,
We don't serve pigs. You keep the motherfuckers out of our face. This guy, you know what? You know what? I'll tell you your life story right now. You sound like you went into the military right out of high school because you couldn't hack it playing high school football. And then you went right into the military. And then you went pew-pew for a few years. This one you knocked up during your senior prom. And then she says, she's like, oh, I'll wait for you while you go do pew-pew in the military. And then when he got out, and you're like, hey, surprise, you've got a four-year-old. And he's like, shit, I've been deployed for 5 years. I don't know how this happened, but you must be right. There's my child. And then you're just raising this other man's child, and you're not smart enough because you're a jarhead.
I was a paratrooper, but outside of that, you're spot on.
I'm pretty close. Really okay. How many times has she had cheat on you?
Oh, I don't. Every woman I've ever been with,
people. Right. Well, they're unfaithful. They're unfaithful harlots, is what they are.
Well, no, it's not that. I don't bring a lot to the table. You know what I mean?
Well, are you like what? Your pecker's small? What's the matter?
No. I just have like a shit.
Guys, the buzzer's going off. Pull the fries. Sorry, the fucking new guy out there, he doesn't know when it beeps for the second time. You got to pull the fries.
It don't matter. The delivery guys ain't going to pick it up anyway.
Not the delivery. These are for the honest customers that actually come to the drive-thru. They don't pre-order shit. They come right up here. They want to talk to us. They say hello.
All right, listen, Dwight.
Yeah.
What is your real name?
No, that's my name. My name is Dwight. I can give you an employee ID number if you would like. Well, I know you don't know me, God damn it. Hey, what's with... Do you have a picture of your wife eating... Do you have a shirt with a picture of your wife eating corn?
Yeah, that's my sister. Oh, wait. Yeah, no, there's... There's one of my wife...
Whoa. Are you trying to tell me that your wife looks like your sister? That's fucked up. Ooh, that is some southern shit right there. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. That's fucking gross.
Yeah, it is. I know.
I know. That's why I said... God damn it! It's like talking to a brick wall with you.
Can you grab me another beer?
Yeah.
Another beer? Are you drinking and driving?
How do you know we're driving?
How do you know I'm driving?
Because I can hear the wind.
I have the fan on.
You're doing DoorDash right now. God damn it! You're riding around. She's giving you roadhead while you're transporting people's food.
All
right,
extra salty.
Oh, that's wrong. A frosty should never look like... No, a frosty should never look like that. All right, I'm gonna go before you start dipping other things into the frosty, you sick. You're sick! I hate you. Goodbye.
It's annoying now, though.
Hi, happy day.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, how's it going, baby? Do you have a reservation?
No.
Can I make a reservation?
For today?
Hello? Yeah, happy day. I would like to make a reservation. Hello, happy day. I would like to make a reservation. Can I make a reservation with you, or do I need to speak to somebody else?
One moment.
Oh, no, please, baby, don't pass me through. That exasperated sigh just really made me want to, like, deal with you primarily. I'm sorry. I don't know if you're still listening, but you have that customer service edge. You know, that je ne sais quoi.
Is somebody on the phone? Who's on the phone? Listen, I got to call my parole officer. I need the other line.
Hello, happy days. Aw. I hate Wisconsin, but I love it. Yeah, hey, what's up? What's up, baby? How's it going? Is that still for sale?
I believe you have the wrong number, sir.
No, I don't. Is that still for sale, though? Like, Linda, listen. You're not hearing me, Linda.
Like...
calling for Champs Cuisine? Is this the Champs Cuisine?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
Okay.
Yes, could I get one, yeah, could I get an order of Pol Pot, with a side of, Tower of Skulls? And then could I also get, some street urchin, extra well done.
All right, kindly hold, sir.
That's good.
Day 3 Squares, how can I help you?
Hi.
Hi, happy day. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you take the phone, honey.
Hi, yes, I'd like to place an order.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Could I get an order of... Yes, could I get an order of Pol Pot?
Sorry,
what's that? With a side of Tower of Skulls, yes. Pol Pot?
Pol Pot?
Yes, Pol Pot. Can I also get a... holiday in Cambodia, on the side.
Okay, let me put you in a brief hold, okay?
I'm sorry, say again in English?
Okay, I'm gonna put you in a brief hold.
Oh, no, please don't.
It's just because I'm not sure what you're talking about, so I wanted to hand you over to the manager so they know what you're talking about.
Yeah, put me on with the manager.
Okay, I'm gonna put you in a brief hold.
Yes, please do. I'd really like to speak to a man, a juror.
Are you talking to one of those restaurant whores again?
Listen, I'm just trying to order Pol Pot for this fucking luncheon.
Lunch in her ass.
I know. I want to talk to a manager. There's no W-O in manager. That's one of my favorite things at Carlito. I brought was,
Hello, happy day.
Hi, happy days. I'd like to place an order.
Okay.
The woman said that she couldn't help me and that I needed to speak to a manager, which
okay.
I'm glad to speak to a man who can effectively get things done. Yes, I'd like to place an order for, a Pol Pot, and then can I... get a side of Tower of Skulls and, let me see, a little bit of, street urchin on the side?
Sure. Would that be it?
I mean, how much would that run? And, like, how long would it take to get that?
I think about 15, 20 minutes.
All right. Now, how do you cook the Pol Pot?
We put it in a pot.
I mean, yeah, of course you put it in a pot, but, like, what seasonings do you add to the Pol Pot? I'm sorry, I have a...
Hello?
What do you call it?
I'm sorry, hello?
If you... start a shop...
What?
You stole a dog.
I sold a dog?
How do you know all this information if you didn't take the dog? Maybe we'll get her back. Because you have her in a storage unit.
You have a dog in a storage unit?
Well, you're right, it doesn't, but you stole a dog. That's like stealing somebody's child.
Stole a dog.
You're fucking really smart.
You're really smart.
Okay, well, why don't you just return the dog to the proper owners?
We already did.
Why don't you go to the shelter and go get a dog?
We already returned the dog.
Yeah, well, I picture you as a fucking child molester.
Is Dwight there?
The proper thing to do is to call the number that was on the card.
The number on the card? We don't have a card.
I wish I knew where your fucking fat ass lives.
How's your tooth doing?
I said nothing about your fucking dick, you fuckface.
How's your tooth doing?
Why are you calling me?
Why'd you answer?
We all want the dog back.
You had nothing better to do on a Friday night?
You really, seriously, are mentally ill.
But I miss you. Love you, boo.
So, is this what you do? Is you go around stealing people's dogs?
I do.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You gotta break the window or it's gonna get overheated.
How do you know this?
Because you're notorious for leaving dogs in the car.
Oh, okay.
But I was just telling you, if you break the window before you go into the store, the dog won't get hot.
I don't give a fuck. Go tell him that. Good. Go right ahead.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
You.
It doesn't matter because we can't hear you with your clothes on.
Yeah, now my mom's chiming in.
Your mom's chiming in?
You talk shit about my mom. I will find where you live, motherfucker.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know where your lips have been. Probably on your brother's dick. My mom's lips aren't wrinkly, bitch. Because you're mentally retarded.
Not very nice to call me out my mental disabilities.
You shut the fuck up. You don't talk to my mom like that.
I was talking to your mom. I'm talking to you.
We know you're lying.
But I'm not.
You need some Xanax.
I need what?
You're stupid.
What am I?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What?
But what do I need?
Don't tell anybody.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, you motherfucker. You're good.
Hello?
Yeah, you can shove that recorded line up your ass.
Hello?
Yeah, you can deduct your exclusive offers.
What?
And how tight she was.
We're not talking to a real person.
I know, something.
I didn't never say that in this conversation because you're sick in the head. So when can you return the dog?
Restaurants, but I got hotels.
Hi, I'm looking to spank Bing Bong. Hello.
I'm so sorry.
Hello,
sir.
Half a day. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
How can I assist you, sir?
I need food.
You need food?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, sir. What do you mean by you need food? With this, were you looking for a restaurant or?
Yeah, I need food.
Yes. What kind of food are you
looking for? I'm looking for a long duck dick.
Okay, one moment, please.
Oh, you have? You have?
I love to drink that pussy juice.
Half a day, thank you for calling Grand Plaza. How may I assist you?
Yeah, happy day. Yeah. Oh, happy day.
Hello?
Hi, happy day. I'd like to make a reservation.
For the room or for the room?
For the room.
For the room, yes, sir.
I mean, yeah, what you said there. Yes, I'd like to make one of those. Happy day.
Happy day. So, do you have any questions?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation.
Mm-hmm. To the room.
Yes, to the room. I don't know what else we're speaking of.
Oh, okay. So, I'm going to be transferred to the room reservations, okay?
Wait. What's your name?
Vicky.
Nikki. Well, thank you so much, Nikki. Please pass me through. I'd appreciate it. You've done a great job, Nikki. Good job.
All right.
Good you. Good job, Nikki. You're a credit to your race. Your coconut head race.
Okay. So, how I can help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation.
Make a reservation for the room, right?
Yes, for the room, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a cheaper way you can do online.
No. I like to do it on the phone because I'm a man. I'm a man, and money is no object.
Oh,
I'm Jason David Frank. I'm a hero to millions. I don't know if you know this. I was on the Power Rangers.
Yeah, I know. So I'm now handle for the room reservations. If you want to make a reservation for the room, I can transfer to the room reservation.
Well, Nikki.
Yes?
Can you help me out here?
You're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind.
Yeah, Nikki.
Ask her if we can get a roof reservation. She said
Nikki,
roof.
Can I get a roof reservation? I'm Jason David Frank. I'm a hero to millions. Yeah, I don't know if you know this. I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm not sure of that.
Have you ever seen the Power Rangers? I'm like the Green Ranger. I'm the White Power Ranger.
Okay.
Yeah. It's morphin' time, you know?
Uh-huh.
You remember that? You remember that from childhood? Or are you too young? You were born in the 2000s, weren't you? You didn't grow up in my time period where I was, like, martial arting all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal. But, yeah, if you could make a reservation for me, Nikki, I know that you want to transfer me. But, listen, Nikki, I know you can make it work. And I'll slide you a little bit of extra money on the side, you know, because you're doing good work, Nikki. Yeah, you're good. And you look super nice in that uniform you're wearing. Like, let's be honest.
Ask if she'll move to the left a little bit. I want to see her better.
Yeah. Can you move a little bit to the left?
Sorry, sir, if you want to make a reservation for the room, I cannot handle that.
Well, Nikki, can you put
me
on
a reservation?
Can you put me on with somebody who can help?
Hello?
Morphin time.
Oh, look, she's wearing open-toe shoes.
Hi, yes.
Oh, look
at
her toes.
Is this the reservations?
I can transfer you to room reservations.
Wait. What happened to Nikki? You're not Nikki. I was speaking to Nikki. What's your name?
This girl's fat. She ate her.
No.
Okay, bye.
Hello?
Hi. Is that Scott? Is that Scott? Or is this Rich?
Scotty?
Hey, Scotty. I'm calling from over here, Brightspeed Internet. Understand you opened a ticket with us about our internet issues that you've been having recently.
Yeah, but it's 12:30 at night.
All right. That's when the internet, the bandwidth clears up here at the call center, and we're able to make outgoing calls because we run on Brightspeed Internet as well.
Uh huh.
So we were just trying to touch base with you and see if we can figure out your problems.
Well, right now I'm not really caring if I got one or not because I was asleep, but. We're supposed to have
you're awake now.
Yeah, but not for long.
All right. Well, you'll stay up as long as I command you to while we take care of this issue, because I don't want to go through this again.
Double Tree Morovo, Devin speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, can I be transferred to Jennifer Carpenter's room?
One moment.
Thank you.
Do you happen to know the room number, sir?
I don't. It's for Jennifer Carpenter. She told me to, like, this is the best place to reach her.
So without you providing me with the information, I'm not able to transfer you to any particular room in the hotel. You have to actually let me know what the room is, what the person is, for their privacy.
I'm watching her children. Like, I mean, I get it. I'm watching her children, though. I don't know the room number, and I can't reach her otherwise. Can you please just patch me through?
I'm not able to do that, sir.
Like, you're killing me here. Her kid is going to anaphylactic shock right now.
Listen, what I'm trying to say to you, I can't even verify that the person's even in the hotel. You're assuming that the person's even in the hotel.
Yeah, Jennifer Carpenter.
I don't have any Jennifer Carpenter. I don't have anybody by that name, sir. So unless you provide me with a room number.
I don't know that, but I appreciate your help, Esteban. You have a great night. Thank you. I guess. Yeah.
Double Tree Morovo. Devin speaking. I'm helping.
All right. Did you say your name was Devin?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how you doing there? I'm trying to reach my brother's room. Is there any way that I could be transferred?
You would just need to know the room number and the name that's associated with the room number?
Well, I can give you the name associated. He didn't have a room assigned when he left the house.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't be able to transfer you for the privacy of the guest. So you have to give me the information for me to transfer you to the call.
Sure. The last name is Hall. First name is Mike.
Yeah, for that situation, I would have to be presented with the room number too. So you have to actually contact that person on their cell phone to give you permission.
Well, right. I understand that, and I've been trying that. I actually would rather speak to him on his cell phone rather than having to go through like 16 different steps to get to him. Unfortunately, it's going straight to voicemail, and he's got one of his managers. They're calling here because there's been a schedule change for the Comic-Con that he's attending currently. And if we don't get a hold of him, the time change in the morning he's going to be late.
So if you can give me your number, and if I reach that individual, I will have them contact you.
Sure, I can do that. Just let me know when you've got a telephone, or I'm sorry.
I'm ready.
Pen ready.
I am ready.
It is 738.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the old number. Hang on. Give me just a second here. No, that's not it. Let's see here. Do you want my number or do you want the manager's? I'm sorry, his manager.
The number that he needs to the number that you would like him to contact. And the name of the person that he needs to be contacting.
Great. Yeah, what he'll want to do is he's going to have to contact Lula, L-U-L-A, and the last name is Smith.
And he would know what this is in the reference to?
Yeah, that's his manager.
Okay.
And he'll want to call 406.
So he knows his manager's number.
Right, but if his cell phone's not working, because like I said, it's going directly to voicemail, I want to make sure that he's at least got it written down if he can't access that cell phone.
Okay.
So it's 406 545-0459.
So that's 545.
Yep, 545-0459.
Okay. I'll have him give Ms. Smith a call.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You have a good day.
Uh-huh, you too.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Your pussy ass coward! Who runs this fucking mouth like a bitch?
Who's this?
No one gives a fuck what you think!
Who the fuck are you, bro? No, I was just curious who called my phone, that's all.
No, shut up!
Okay, good night, bro.
I am trying to live.
Hi, this is Tessa at the front desk. May I assist you?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. How can I help you?
Not bad. I'm trying to reach my brother. He's currently staying there as a guest, and I'd like to be transferred to his room if I could, please.
Do you have his room number?
I don't. He didn't have one assigned when he left, and I've been unable to reach him since he's left.
What's the last name?
The last name is Shepherd. Sheppard.
First name?
Mark.
And he's staying at this hotel?
Correct. Yeah. He'll only stay with you guys. He's very particular.
Okay, so there are a couple of Hyatts in Chicago. Do you have a confirmation number that I can search for?
I don't. Again, he didn't have a room assigned, and I wouldn't have the confirmation number would obviously be with him in case he needed it. I don't have it. I'm just back here with our mom and dad. Dad's here right now. William's here. But his wife Sarah, that's my sister-in-law. She asked for me to call too as well.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking Dad
and also his ex-wife Jessica that he was married for about 10 years from 04 to 14, she was concerned too. So we need to make a call.
So the reason why I was asking if you had a confirmation number or if it was this hotel is because I'm not finding anyone in our hotel with the name Mark.
Okay. So nobody named Mark at all. What about Shepherd?
So nothing popped up for that name either.
Okay. He would have been running around. He would have told you probably goes under the name Crowley. He would have told you he's the king of the crossroads, and then also he was the king of hell at some point.
What would have been the first name for Crowley?
For Crowley, Mark Crowley.
Again, there was no name popping up with Mark.
Okay, he might be staying with Alistair. Lucifer might have stopped by.
How do you spell Alistair?
A-L-I-S-T-E-R.
Alistair. I mean, it's phonetic.
What's the last name of that individual?
Lucifer.
Crowley. Crowly. Or L-E-Y.
Wait a minute. Mark, is this you? Mark.
I'm sorry.
Are you still at the house?
Wait, no, I mean...
Mark, are you on the extension?
Excuse me, sir?
I am. Hello, yes.
You're supposed to be in Chicago right now.
Dude,
I'm sorry,
where are you? Yeah, hang on just a second, ma'am. Are you in the house? Where are you, Mark?
I am. I just woke up. There's a needle in my arm, and I have no idea why.
Are you in the dungeon still?
Listen, after the prostitutes left, I don't know what happened, but I have this needle in my arm, and I'm not sure if it's ketamine or heroin. All I know is I just woke up,
It's both.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Do you want me
I'm
to ask this?
Be in the city, like
yeah,
I'm
you are.
Comic Con, like.
Ma'am, do you know any type of nursing? Like any type of nursing? Can you take pulses?
I am not a nurse.
How to move a needle out of an arm?
I'm like so strung out. I took like a whole bunch of acid and I got like pegged by these strippers that I like.
Mark, it's perfect though. She's not a nurse, so she doesn't have mandatory reporting. So
oh,
she'd be perfect.
True. Yeah. So like, I got pegged by all these girls that I like.
Me on the phone anymore?
Wait, no. They put a bunch of ketamine in my veins. To loosen up my holes. And let's just say I gape.
Ma'am, he has a whole stable of pet alcoholics down here, but he won't let him go. He won't let him graze.
Yeah, I don't know. They're my stable horse, you know. Like, I milk them.
He took that song "Beer for My Horses" very, very seriously.
Yeah,
he pours like a whole bunch of beer right into the trough, and then he lets his boys go and drink.
Yeah, my favorite song is "Goodbye Horses" by Q Lazarus, as made famous in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, an old horse road, old whore road.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello? My hole's like, hey.
Yeah, your hole's not going to heal if you keep playing with it. Mark.
Hey, are you guys okay?
Yeah, he has a needle. He has a needle in his vein.
Yeah, I don't know where this needle, like, where this came from. And where are you at? I'm in the basement. And, like, I got like, pegged real hard by, like, these, like, hot strippers I met at fucking Screaming Rhino, you know?
Yeah, they were playing ketamine darts with needles, and he lost.
I lost. And, like, I just woke up. I'm supposed to be here. Like, I'm supposed to, like, be in attendance at this Comic-Con, and I just woke up, and I, like, listen, like, I took a whole bunch of acid, too. I don't really know what's going on, but I need to, like, get into my hotel room pretty quick here.
Where are you at now?
If I could have, I'm in the dungeon.
The dungeon? We don't have a dungeon here.
Well, no, I'm at my house in the dungeon. Bone Throne.
Okay, alright.
Sir,
okay,
his manager. I'm his brother manager. He's supposed to be there for the Comic-Con right now. What's the access code for your teleporter?
Yeah, what's the access code?
It sounds like you need an Uber, man.
I mean... Yeah, like, I gotta, like, fucking put my pants on and, like, get over there. Can I, like, have somebody escort me in my room? Like, I'm running late.
Yeah, sure.
And
hold on a moment. Let me get you to somebody that can help you, okay?
Visitors will discover a vivid array of international cuisines,
hotels, and resort. To provide excellence in service, your call may be monitored and or recorded. Protecting your privacy is important for us.
Sure. Someone try and get the... this is another...
Thank you for calling the Innovative Miramark in Chicago. How may I assist you?
Hey, I need to speak to Mark. I gotta get to his room. It's urgent. It's about a roll.
Mark? May I ask who's Mark?
Yeah, last name is Shepherd.
Okay, one moment.
All right.
Do you know what room he's in?
I don't. He didn't have one assigned before he left the house. He just said to call. He's like, you need to get a hold of me. He said, just call the front desk. Just drop my name. They'll know who I am. I'm very important.
Can you spell his last name for me?
Yep, Shepard.
You said HRPP?
SHEPPARD.
Oh, okay, that was it. That name is not pulling up.
Okay.
Can he be on a different name?
It's not... He probably could, because when he travels, he likes to not let it. He plays little games with his wife. He doesn't tell her. Well, I don't know if it's games, but he's just like, he doesn't tell her what hotel he's going to. And I think that's on purpose. Because he has a tendency, because he was doing roles for quite a while where he was playing evil characters. And so, like, it kind of sank into his real life. And he started doing cult-like stuff, activities, while he's been away.
Okay. Do you know the name that he will be under? Because I'm not finding it under...
Yeah. I just want to let you know, I don't know if this affects you at all, but... He is into African American women that have an attitude problem, to wear open toe shoes that have pretty toes.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know if you wear. Do you wear open toes?
No, I do not.
Open toe shoes. Okay. Do you have pretty toes? How many hot dogs could you fit between your toes?
Who's like...
Yeah. Have a day, long as I can help you.
Have a day. How are you doing today, honey? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a room where the organs can roam free. You know, what is the organ? Yeah.
Kindly hold. Hello?
Hi, yeah, I'm playing with my organ in my room.
Your what, ma?
I'm playing with my organ.
You're playing with your organ?
Yeah. Can you hear my organ?
No.
It's going me, 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 me.
How can I help you?
It goes me, 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 me.
Mom, how can I help you? We're very busy.
It goes me, me. It goes me, me. It goes me, me, me. Me, me, me. I can find.
Hoffaday, thank you for calling PIC Guam. How may I direct your call?
What happy day.
What does PAC stand for?
Yeah, what's PAC? I'm calling. I'm an American. I'd like to make a reservation for a one man and two dogs.
She just gurgle. Yeah,
for
did your neck just release air and then bubble?
Yeah, I want a room. I'm Jason Dave Frank. Do you remember the Power Rangers? Because I was a hero to millions. I was the white Power Ranger, and I was the green Power Ranger.
That sounded fucking racist for a second.
Wait, like, oh, shit. That does sound racist.
The white Power Ranger?
Well, it's the white Ranger, not white Power Ranger. Man, if you say white Power Ranger, that sounds like super white supremacist. That's not cool, man. It's morphin' time.
Hey, Kat, you dated that white
Power Ranger
for a while, didn't you?
Wait.
I'm Jason David Frank. I'm a hero to millions. Even suicide can't keep me down.
What are you chewing on? You chewing the cut over there?
It's hot.
It's hot. Coconut head. Loves chewing cut.
Yay.
Half a day, thank you for calling VH Reservation. This is Sam speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, asshole.
Hello?
Hi, Tim.
Yes?
Hello? Tim, happy days. I'd like to make a reservation.
For which date you want?
For like 2 weeks from now, a fortnight from now.
Are you a Guam resident?
No, I'm traveling. I'm traveling. I'm a part of a cultural attaché. I'm traveling from the base, but I can't stay on the base for privacy and security reasons.
Are you a military?
Yes. I'm a private contractor, but I don't need to go into too much more detail than that for, you know, security's sake.
Okay,
the less you know, the better.
Okay, one moment, please.
Well, can I just make a reservation? Ugh. These goddamn coconut heads and their bureaucracy and fucking... He's a fucking spy, can't even make a reservation. Under a pseudonym like Indian. It's a tongue-in-cheek joke about an Indian reservation. God. Man, I'm getting too old for the spy game. No Country for Old Men. That's a novel by Cormac McCarthy. I haven't read it, but it's got David Lee Ross as the actor in it.
Remember when we like got the...
Hi, Happy Days. I'd like to make a reservation. Hey, Happy Days. I'd like to make a reservation.
Would it be for room or restaurant?
It's for a room. I'd like to make a reservation for a room.
Okay, one moment. Please let me go ahead and transfer your call to a room reservation.
Wait, can I make a reservation for the restaurant too? I'm hungry. I just flew in. Jet lag is killing me and I want to eat some food. Can I make a reservation for the restaurant quick? Before I make a hotel room number ones?
So I can go ahead and assist you with the restaurant reservation. However, they're not open.
Yeah, until that'd be great. Well, no, I mean, I get it. I'm fine with that. I just want to, like, eat in a nice, like, place. Like, I just flew in from America, and I'm sick of McDonald's, and I'm sick of the judgment, like, from everyone looking at me, just going, ew, you're a great big fat person. And I'm like, I'm just trying to eat my Big Mac in peace. And I just want to, like, have, like, a little bit of, like, respect and just eat. Is there a place in the restaurant you can put me in the corner so I don't have to, like, look at the judging eyes of the Guamian peers or the people? Like, is it mostly, like, tourists that eat there, or is it, like, Guamian people?
It's actually a mixture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, Are the Guamians, are they pretty, like, judgmental? I'm kind of a big person. I'm, like, 600 pounds. Have you seen that movie, The Whale, with Brendan Fraser?
I don't think so, sir.
Oh, no, you probably haven't, then, if you don't remember it. But, yeah, I'm a great big fat person, and I just don't want, like, the Guamians to be like, that's a great big fat person trying to eat food, because I get that all the time in America, and I saved up a bunch of money to, like, get away, and I got these really nice Hawaiian shirts to wear while I'm out on the beach. And I'm a government contractor. It's okay. I mean, it's part of life, you know? Like, we live the life we love, and all that, and, you know, like, sometimes we eat to fill the void, because that's all we can do sometimes, because our, you know, fathers aren't gonna, like, be there for us, especially since he died.
I'm sorry.
What's your name? I feel like I'm unloading a lot of, like, personal things, and you're just a peach for, like, putting up with it. My name is Jason David Frank.
My name is Angel, sir. So I can go ahead and assist you with the reservation for tonight if you'd like. Unfortunately, we only have our Niji restaurant available. That would be a Japanese restaurant, and it's a buffet restaurant. Would you like to?
Oh, that's
to
fine.
Book that restaurant?
That would be great. Is there, like, a seat I can have that's, like, in the corner where I don't have to look at the judgmental eyes of, like, other patrons?
I can go ahead and make a request for a corner seat. However,
I
cannot guarantee it. Because
I might weep, like, pretty uncontrollably at points. Like, I'm a pretty, like, loud sobber. And I'll try to muffle it with my napkin, but I don't know. I can be a blubbery mess. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff, Angel. Dealing with a lot of things. Kind of coping with a lot of problems. My wife just left me. And like, I don't know what to do. I just spent a bunch of money on these Hawaiian shirts and a ticket to Guam. And I just need to get away, like, because I don't know what else to do. But part of me just wants to, like, get a surfboard and just, like, paddle out, you know, as far as I can. And just hope a shark gets me, because I don't know what else I can live for. But yeah, I'd like to make a reservation for the Japanese all-you-can-eat. Do you guys have miso soup?
Yes, we do, sir.
You guys have squid salad?
That one I'm not too sure, sir. It's actually a pun availability on the... Which one, sir?
You guys have street urchin? Street urchin? It's like one of my favorite like sushi things. Street urchin?
I'm not too sure, sir. It's actually upon availability on whatever they have, but I just do know in general they do have a sushi counter, sashimi counter, and then they have the teppanyaki counter.
And
what time will you be arriving, sir? They are open at 6 o'clock.
Oh, right
at
when they open.
What time did
6
you
o'clock.
Want?
I'll be there. I'll be there right at 6 o'clock. You can tell it's me because I'm going to be that great big fat person, just, like, chomping at the bit, ready to, like, just fucking go to town on sushi and, like, get my money's worth on the buffet. Because I got to fill the void. I got to fill the void somehow. And it's better than heroin, I guess, you know? But, I mean, I'm probably going to have a heart attack either way, so might as well live it up and, like, enjoy the beach, right? Right, Angel?
Yes, sir. May I go ahead? So, first name is Jason, sir, correct, if I'm not mistaken? May you go ahead and get your last name?
Yeah, it's David Frank.
And may I get a contact information, sir?
Yeah, my phone number is area code... 414, because it's the mainland number. Sorry, one second. It's, oh God, I'm sorry. I just flew in and I'm really exhausted. 414-223. 3321.
Okay, sir. And this is for tonight for one person at 6 o'clock at Ichi. All right. So
I
want to have me
unless I find somebody else to come with me, you know. I mean, is it like flexible if I like find the love of my life like on the way there? Is there room for one more?
That should be fine,
plus one.
Sir. Yes, sir. That should be fine.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so I went ahead and made a reservation for you, and I can go ahead and transfer you to a room reservation, sir, so they can go ahead and assist you with your accommodation.
I appreciate it, Angel. You've been a peach or a coconut or whatever indigenous fruits and sweet things you have here in Guam.
All right, thank you so much for calling, sir. One moment while I transfer your call.
Thank you, Angel. You're a hero to millions, like me. I'm Jason Frank.
You're welcome, sir. One moment.
Thank you for calling Hyatt Regency Guam. We have reached room reservations. Please press 1 for English, press 2 for Korean, press 3 for Japanese. Thank you.